Title: Controlled Clipping for Louder Drums, Advanced Ableton Lesson. Intro: Hey, this is an advanced Ableton lesson on controlled clipping for louder, punchier drum and bass drums. I'm assuming you know routing, drum rack, grouping, and basic compression in Live 10 or 11. Today we treat clipping as a creative mixing tool, not a destructive smash, so your drums get louder and more aggressive while the transients and low end stay tight. Let's go. Lesson overview. Quick snapshot. Goal is a reproducible, non-destructive workflow that gives you perceived loudness and aggression without ruining punch or your sub. We'll cover when to clip versus saturate versus limit, explicit device chains for individual layers and the drum bus, parallel and multi-band techniques, automation ideas for drops and builds, useful starting values, and debugging tips. We'll use only stock lav devices, saturator, glue compressor, drum bus, utility, EQ8, multiband dynamics, limiter, redux and overdrive when needed. Prep and gain staging. Start simple. Load your drum rack with a break or kit you'll process and group it into a drums group. Put a utility or set the track fader so the drum's channel sits around -6 to -3 dB RMS average before bus processing. Headroom matters. If the drums are already smashing your meters, dial them back now. Use spectrum or simple listening. The idea is to leave room for clipping to add harmonics, not to create uncontrolled peaks. Two-layer element approach. Kick and snare. Think in layers. For kick and snare, make a clean body layer and a clip top layer. For the kick body layer, use the dry sample into a EQ8. High pass at about 20 Hz to remove DC. If you need more weight, gentle boost around 60 to 90 Hz of plus 0.5 to 2 dB. Compress lightly. Fastish attack around 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 ms, ratio 2:1. Trim with utility so levels are controlled. For the kick top or edge layer, duplicate the sample so you have chain A and chain B or separate chains inside drum rack. On the top chain, HB at 40 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so this layer sits in the presence region. Insert saturator, choose analog clip or soft clip mode. Start drive around plus 3 to 7 dB. I often begin at plus 4. Set the saturator output down so the chain doesn't blow the bus. Try output -6 dB. Compress aggressively to tame peaks. Very short attack, around 1 ms. Release around 100 ms. Ratio 4:1. Then cut everything below about 100 Hz on this chain so you don't distort sub energy. Pull the chain down with utility between -3 and -9 dB and blend with the body until the kick is punchy, but still tight. Snare follows the same logic. Body chain focuses on weight and low mid. Clip chain focuses on crack. For the clipped snare top, try saturator drive plus 5 to 10 dB, then short transient-friendly compression with 1 to 3 ms attack. Try a touch of redux at around 12 to 16 bits for grit, and HP the chain at 120 to 200 Hz. Blend to taste. Parallel clipping in a rack on the drums track. Next level. Create an audio effect rack on the drums track with two macro chains. Dry and clip. Dry should be minimal. A surgical EQ and light glue if you want. The clip chain is where the aggression lies. A solid clip chain order, EQ8 with a HP at about 30 to 40 Hz to protect the sub, and a gentle dip in the 300 to 500 Hz area if things feel boxy. Then saturator in analog clip or soft clip mode. Drive between plus 4 and plus 10 dB is a good starting sweep. Set the chain output down by roughly -6 dB so you're not just increasing peaks. After saturation, add a low pass at 9 to 12 kHz to tame harshness, then a fast, aggressive Ableton compressor. Attack 1 to 3 ms, release auto or AE to 150 ms, ratio from 4:1 up to 8:1 if you want clamp. Finally, use utility to set the net level of the clip chain. Map a macro to the clip chain dry slash wet or the chain volume. Start the macro around 10 to 30% and ride it up for drops. Why parallel? Because you preserve the transient integrity of the dry chain while adding clipped harmonic content in parallel. That's how you get perceived loudness without destroying punch. Drum bus chain. Glue and band limited clipping. Now place a chain on the drum bus after the group. A reliable serial bus chain works like this. EQ8 first to clean resonances and keep the sub clean under 40 or 50 Hz. Insert drum bus live 11 next and nudge transients plus 1 to plus 4 to taste, boom and drive conservatively. Follow with a glue compressor. Attack between 10 and 30 ms so the transient breathes through. Release auto or around 0.2 to 0.8 seconds. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. with thresholds set for roughly 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction in grooves and a touch more in the drop. After glue, consider multi-band dynamics to tame the low band and bring up the mids that carry clipped energy. On the mid-band, a slight upward comp or light gain gives presence. Post that, add a gentle saturator in soft clip mode with small drive plus 1 to plus 4 dB, then a limiter, ceiling at minus 0.3 dB with look ahead 1 to 3 ms just as a safety net. The limiter shouldn't be doing the heavy lifting. Let the saturators and bus compression add the color. Advanced, multiband controlled clipping. If you want raw aggressiveness without wrecking sub, duplicate your drum bus to a parallel bus. On that parallel bus, use EQ8 to bandpass roughly 200 Hz to 3 kHz, the presence and aggression band. Push a saturator, analog clip, drive plus 6 to plus 12 dB, then compress short and heavy. Pull the parallel bus gain down by around minus 6 dB and blend. This clips the mids for perceived loudness, while the main bus preserves your sub. Automation and arrangement. Always map macros for performance. Macro 1. Clip amount map to the clip chain wet or volume. Macro 2. Glue threshold or drum bus transient. Automate them. Ramp clip amount up for drops and pull back and breaks. For tension, automate saturator drive up slowly across 8 bars before the drop. For fills, automate the clip chain to stutter. Quick rhythm gating to create energy. This audio version is shortened for playback.